Now, if you're in London this Wednesday, you'll be aware that it is somewhat harder to get around the city than usual. A strike by workers on the underground train system is into its second day over plans to close all ticket offices, putting close to 1,000 people out of work. Now, with only half of normal services running and more than half of all stations closed, Londoners have been finding ways to adapt, as Siobhan Silk has been finding out.
On their bikes, on the bus, or in their walking shoes, for the second day, hundreds of thousands of London Underground users have to find an alternative way to get to work.
It's just adapting to everything. Yeah, it's not going to faze nobody going to work. You've got to think positive and just get there.
But not everyone is taking it in their stride.
There's loads of anger in the street, you can tell that. Everybody's on the buses, everybody's angry.
Around a fifth of all underground stations are closed and lines are running at severely reduced capacity. Unions are pushing back against a plan to fully automate the underground ticketing system. They say the closure of ticket offices will cost almost 1,000 jobs. The Mayor of London insists there will be no compulsory redundancies and says he won't be persuaded to change the plan.
I must stress that we are going to go ahead with our programme of modernisation and improvement of London Underground, of our ticket offices, of our signalling, all the things that we will be able to pay for with the savings we can make.
Some commuters faced with hours-long journey times had a hard time mustering sympathy for the union.
The RMT, as usual, are holding London to ransom and we're all quite frankly sick of them.
I have no sympathy with the strikers, sorry. I pay a lot of money every month and I just don't like it.
Others are more prepared to see their side.
I think it's the only way to be heard by people and the government.
The London Underground usually carries 3 million passengers a day. The disruption won't be over once the 48-hour strike ends. Unions have called another 3-day stoppage for next week.